Today, the RBA faces mixed signals but would likely stand firm on rates. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one of this post covering finance and property news. Well, the RBA meets next Tuesday with economists and market participants seeing no change in rates. Indeed, not till next year will rates likely come down, barring some external shock. Governor Michelle Bullock said last month that inflation remains too high to consider a rate cut in the near term. At the heart of the problem is the government's spending a greater share of the economy and stoking jobs in the public and related sector, like healthcare. States are also spending like drunken sailors, and the federal government is throwing more money at households via the electricity subsidies. This is all inflationary, as is high migration. On the other hand, the RBA did not take the cash rate as high as many other central banks did. As a result, we have a shallower path, dodging a recession so that the high rate water torture will continue for longer. The upshot has been a cautious central bank that has kept the cash rate at 4.35% for the past year. By comparison, the Federal Reserve may cut for a third straight meeting this month. Actually, the data signals are mixed, with Australia's household spending exceeding expectations in October, suggesting the final quarter of the year began on a stronger note as consumers bought tickets to international music concerts and sporting events. Spending advanced 0.8% from the prior month, compared with a forecast of 0.3%, according to the ABS data. From a year earlier, it climbed 2.8% versus an expectation of 2.2%. Spending rose across all nine categories in October. This was led by recreation and culture, with households snapping up tickets for several major international music concerts and sporting events in 2025, said Robert Irwing, the ABS head of business statistics. In contrast, good spending growth was relatively subdued. Household spending is an important consideration in policy decisions, given that consumption accounts for more than half of gross domestic product. And the RBA has repeatedly highlighted the outlook for household spending as a key uncertainty after lifting that cash rate to 4.35% in late 2023 and holding it there all this past year. In seasonally adjusted current price terms, household spending on services rose 1.5% month on month, the ABS said. Thursday's data comes after retail sales figures, which covers goods spending by households, also exceeded expectations in October. The ABS intends to cease publication of the retail sales data from the middle of 2025, having switched to the household spending data, which provides a broader platform to look at when we look at household activity. I think it's true to say that the RBA stance may come under challenge after the data from Wednesday that showed the economy was only propped up last quarter by government spending and immigration. That prompted traders, by the way, to bring forward bets of the first RBA rate reduction to April from May. So nothing in December and nothing in February. But then we also saw that Australia's economic growth remained sluggish last quarter as a surge in government spending underpinned the expansion, highlighting the Reserve Bank's policy challenges as inflation is still horribly sticky. Gross domestic product rose 0.8% from a year earlier. That's the weakest reading excluding the pandemic since December 1991, when the economy was marred in recession, according to the official data. On a per capita basis, GDP slid for the seventh consecutive quarter, also the worst result since 1991. The per capita is a better proxy for household income, which we know from our surveys remains under pressure. The data sparked a drop in the currency down about 1% and a fall in policy-sensitive three-year government bond yields. Traders boasted bets to fully price in an April interest rate cut, compared with about 60% previously. Weak growth highlights the need for interest rate cuts, but this is difficult for the RBA to deliver, given inflation remains uncomfortably high, said Alex Joyner, chief economist at IFM Investors. The economy remains over-reliant on the public sector and population growth and suffers from a lack of productivity. This growth mix will need to change. The RBA has been trying to slow demand in the economy to ease price pressures, and while it has succeeded in the former, the latter is failing to follow the script. Inflation has only come down slowly and at an underlying level that is above the central bank's 2-3% target. The economy is undeniably weaker than the RBA has assumed, said Callum Pickering, economist at global job site Indeed. Now, the question is that enough to offset a very tight labour market and relatively high underlying and services sector inflation? Probably not, but it will give the RBA plenty to think about, he said. Actually, economic growth looks set to fall short of the RBA's forecasted 1.5% by the end of the year and is well below the decade average of 2.3%. The result is also going to intensify pressure on the government to keep spending up to support the economy, particularly as it faces a tight election during the next 6 months. The one consistent positive metric has been the labour market, with hiring holding up and unemployment still at a historically low 4.1%, if you believe the measures. Wednesday's report showed that the household savings ratio climbed to 3.2% as Australians saved tax cuts and government cost of living support measures. Of course, the government hoped that the Australian household would spend, not save. Household spending was flat and contributed nothing to third quarter GDP growth. A key factor there was electricity and gas spending, as energy bill relief rebates were treated as a shift from household to government expenditure in the national accounts. If you're the RBA and the case to cut isn't compelling, you'd probably wait for cleaner data and more data, said Su Lin Ong, chief economist at Royal Bank of Canada. The key is that there is still considerable uncertainty over the household consumption outlook, and the RBA also appears uncertain. And of course, further complicating the RBA's inflation fight is Australia's poor productivity, with Wednesday's data showing that GDP per hour worked fell again last quarter. GDP rose 0.3% in the third quarter from the prior period, which was below economists' estimates of a 0.5% increase, and government spending rose 1.4%, adding 0.3 percentage points to GDP growth. Non-dwelling construction fell 2.7%, cutting 0.1 points from GDP, and the quarterly growth in domestic prices was the lowest observed since March 2021, the ABS said. That reflected softening goods prices in the economy alongside more resilient services prices. So, we're going to muddle through into 2025 and possibly face an election with rates at 4.35%. This could, well, become a cat fight with the RBA caught in the middle. The bottom line is that the current trajectory for both the government and the RBA is not working for households. And I'm afraid that I'm going to see more households getting into more difficulty in the months ahead. There is no shortcut out of this bind that has been created by bad policy from both the RBA and governments over the long period of time. And unfortunately, this is going to take even more time to figure out. The bottom line is, expect higher rates for longer and little relief ahead. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.